From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Human rights groups are condemning the prison sentences handed down today to three Al Jazeera journalists by an Egyptian court. NPR's Leila Fadel is following the case from her base in Cairo.
Mohamed Fahmy, a Canadian journalist, got 3 years in a high-security prison. Bahir Mohamed, an Egyptian journalist, got 3 years and 6 months. And Peter Greste, an Australian who was deported, got 3 years in absentia. They're accused of falsifying news, among other charges. Amnesty International called the guilty verdicts an affront to justice that sound the death knell for freedom of expression in Egypt. Fahmy's lawyer, Emma Clooney, said she'd push for deportation and a pardon for her client. Fahmy's wife burst into tears.
It really did nothing. All what I'm asking is justice.
Fahmy and Mohamed were out on bail but were remanded to custody after the decision. Mohamed has three young children at home. He celebrated his one-year-old son's birthday yesterday and said he kissed them goodbye this morning, not knowing if he'd be coming home. They can appeal. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
In Thailand, police have made an arrest in connection with last week's bombing that left 20 people dead and more than 100 wounded. Michael Sullivan is based in Thailand. He says police are saying the man is a foreigner.
Thai police and military officials went on national television tonight to say they believe the man arrested today is not the bomber, but is connected to the network that carried out the attack. And they say they found materials that could be used to make a bomb in his room. The claim was accompanied by photos of a large quantity of what appear to be foreign passports and alleged bomb-making equipment.
Forecasters say Erica is no longer a tropical storm. They say Erica is dissipating, but that it is still drenching Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The National Hurricane Center in Miami cautions, however, that Erica could still strengthen back into a tropical storm before reaching the Florida Panhandle. U.S. Forest Service is spending about $150 million a week fighting wildfires. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Portland to discuss the costs, as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Secretary Vilsack says the cost of fighting wildfires is now 52% of the Forest Service's budget. In Oregon alone, he says, the agency is spending $10 million a day to suppress wildfires.
First time in the history of the Forest Service that we're spending more money for fire suppression than anything else.
A bill in the U.S. Senate could help address mounting costs. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Idaho Senator Mike Crapo are working with other Western senators to change the way wildfire suppression gets funded. The bill would pay for wildfires out of a disaster account, similar to cleanup from hurricanes and tornadoes. That would free up more funds for wildfire prevention. Wyden says the bill's a priority when Congress reconvenes in September. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
And this is NPR. Turkey says its warplanes have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. A statement from the foreign ministry says Turkish jets began attacking ISIS targets late yesterday. Also, activists monitoring the fighting in Syria say a ceasefire has broken down in a town near the Lebanese border. A truce there and in two other villages have been in effect since Thursday, but renewed shelling is now being reported. The family of a former U.S. Marine jailed in Iran is holding a rally in Michigan today on this the fourth anniversary of Amir Hakmati's detention. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke to his sister, who says she's running out of ideas to bring him home.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the case against Amir Hakmati is unjust and says the fourth anniversary is a milestone no family wants to mark. Hekmati's sister, Sarah, says she mentioned Kerry's statement when she spoke to her brother this week.
We are reassuring him that his case is not forgotten and that he's not forgotten. I think that that's the hardest thing for him, because he's so blocked off from the outside world, is to not know really what is going on and what is being done to bring him home.
She says he went to Iran to visit their grandmother and was assured by Iranian officials that his U.S. military service wouldn't be a problem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A big crowd is expected for today's Little League World Series game in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. One of the teams is from nearby Lewisberry, Pennsylvania, just a two-hour drive away. Today's winners will play for the title tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.